Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. We will upload to TalkShoe, Spreaker, and the others later. You know who this is. My name is Ann Bando. Good morning. Sorry about last week. I had to take care of something a little personal, but we're back this week. We have a lot to get to. For those of you that haven't been following it, I have a Stanley Cup final to catch you up on. I also have an NBA finals series to catch you up on. That's been very, very fantastic. So we'll start with the Stanley Cup Final. Tonight is Game 5 between Chicago and Tampa Bay. The series is tied in. Two games apiece going into this game. The series has been good with Tampa taking games. With Tampa taking games 2 and Game 3, and with Chicago taking Game 1 and Game 4, which Game 4 was just unbelievable. Game 1 was fantastic as well. The Hawks scored 2 goals in a minute and 37 seconds to win game number 1. Game number 2 was the back-and-forth battle. Final score was, I believe, 5-4. 5-4 Tampa Bay. And then Game 3, the Hawks lost 3-2. It was a very unfortunate loss. But then the other night, which was Wednesday, we won 2-1 after an unbelievable performance by Corey Crawford and Brandon Saad, who scored the game-winning goal early on in the third period to win the game. And now we're all tied up at 2 games apiece going back to Tampa Bay. And then for the NBA Finals, it's been a phenomenal series. Game one went to Golden State. Game 2, okay, every single game except Game 4 has gone into overtime. Let me just see if I understand. Game one went into overtime. Game 2 went into overtime. I can just check this here real quick. About the series, so give me one second here. Let me check this. If we look here, NBA. All right. So, only the first two of the series went to OT. Last 3 have been in regulation, but they've all been good games, except for the last one. 103-82 is the final score of the last NBA, and it was game. It was a great game up until the fourth quarter. And then Golden State just started to own Cleveland with Andre Iguodala going crazy, with Curry struggling. So Game 5 should be really good. I think that Golden State could take it in 6, but we'll see. You may have a card in the switchboard, so we will put them up. 60-31, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning to this is Zach.
I know. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What brings you to the show today, man? What do you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about the NBA Finals. Each game, we really don't know what's going to happen, so I wanted to know what your thoughts on are for the next game in the series, because last game was just a Golden State blowout, so I want to know what you think will happen next.
Well, it's going back to Oakland, and we do know that Cleveland did steal Game 2 at Golden State. Do I think it's going to happen again? I don't think so. From the way that Golden State played in the last game, from the way Iguodala played, which was just unbelievable, and he didn't even know he was going to make a start until that night. It was just fantastic. He played just out of his mind, literally. But I'm hoping that they can win Game 5. But the thing is Game 6 is going to be tough. This could either end in one. This this could either end in three ways. Cleveland takes it in seven, Cleveland takes it in six, or Golden State takes it in six, because I just don't know. It's been so close that I don't know. It's just there's been so much pressure on both teams every single game that now I think that the pressure is going to shift back to Cleveland to see if they can answer. But I don't know. I honestly don't think they win game five because it's in Oakland. It's going to be a very, very good game just as the entire series has been. But the thing is I just don't know what Cleveland team is going to show up. I really don't. It's been very, very good. But I'm leaning towards my prediction of being that Golden State takes it in six and that they could easily just run away with the next two. What do you think?
I agree. I think Golden State in six. I really like them right now. I think that this big 3-day break is important to both teams, but especially for Cleveland, because I think most of the reason that I believe that Cleveland lost last night was or 2 nights ago. I'm sorry. Is because I believe that it's because of the fatigue that we saw LeBron having. He was averaging over 40 points in the finals. And we just saw him just shut down. He was like 7 for 22 from the field. He was he only scored about 20 points. I mean, a big impact was Andre Iguodala in the starting lineup, and I really like that for going in the future. I think he's definitely a great player on this team, and he's a definite role player here. I think he deserves to be in the starting lineup, but I think it was the fatigue of Cleveland that really got Golden State that punishing win.
Yeah, I really, really think, though, that Golden State should have won the third game. Just considering what happened in the last 30 seconds of the game. I mean, as they call with Thompson, was he out of bounds, was he not? If they give the ball to Golden State, I don't think that there's any doubt that the comeback is completed, that they win game three. But now that the series is tied 2-2, what Cleveland team do you think is going to show up tomorrow night? Do you think they're going to play really, really well, or do you think they're just going to quit under the pressure? Because it's all the way back in Oakland where they only won one game there, and now it's the ever-important game five with everyone thought that, Golden State is going to be down 3-1. They're obviously not. It's all tied at 2. What do you think?
I think we're going to see a stronger Cleveland team. I think with their days of rest, I think both teams are just going to come out really well. I think it's going to be another close game like we've seen earlier in the series. I think both teams are going to play very well. But I think that they will keep Andre Iguodala in the starting lineup. I think he's been really good against LeBron.
I really hope so.
Guard,
They have to. They have to play him.
I was saying, I think that I really think that it's going to be a good game, but I have a Golden State winning game five and then again in game six.
Okay. Now this game is a final. I don't know. Did you watch Game Four? Did you watch Game Four the other night between Chicago and Tampa? Wasn't that unbelievable?
It was really surprising to me though, just the way that Chicago played in Game Four to get the win against the good Tampa Bay team. They said it themselves, they didn't think that they played well, and I didn't think that they played well. But I think next game, I think today they're gonna play very well, and I think they're gonna come out with another win, and they will win at six.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask you. You just answered it. So, okay. So you need six. I mean, that's been a very, very fantastic series. Just so you know, if Tampa Bay does end up beating us, they will have beaten four out of the six original six teams to win the Stanley Cup. If they beat us. But I don't think they will, but I'm telling you, man, that team is really good. I gotta tell you, if Crawford doesn't stand on his head in game four, we might have lost maybe 5-1. Because that was amazing. Did you see the wide open net that he had with 13 seconds left? He missed it by right. Anyone else would have scored that goal wide open in the corner. He missed it. It was just unbelievable. But it was really good. I was really happy that we won, and I think that we do win game five, but I'm really, really thinking that we'll take it at six and I'm thinking that we'll pick up that third Stanley Cup in 6 years. Just hopefully, because I got to tell you, this is where Tampa shines after the loss. He's come back to try to win one, so we'll see. We'll see. We either stay or they went up on mice. So we'll see what happens. So I wanted to ask you, Well, the Patriots 2 days ago released Jerry Gilbert off the depth chart. He signed Matt Flynn a couple of days ago. What do you think of this as a backup role? And even though they obviously are going to play Brady, do you like this signing that now he seems grateful?
Yeah, I really do like the signing. I mean, I wasn't really certain on with when it comes to Garoppolo starting those four games, but I really like this Matt Flynn signing a lot. I think he's going to really – I believe he will get the start, which it looks like they signed him to a two-year deal. I really like it because I think it – he has experience. He's played in the league before. He actually played well before. So I think he'll actually bring some of that to New England. I think that – I'm more certain in those first four games. I think that they will now be 3-1 because they do have the talent there. It's just that the quarterback position was such like a key role for New England.
So you really think that they're going to start win over Garoppolo? I'm hoping so, but do you think they will?
Yeah,
Are they going to play him?
I think they will.
That's the thing.
He's got more experience than Garoppolo. He's been in the league longer. I don't really see why not. They just signed him to a 2-year deal, so I don't really see why not.
Okay, and I also wanted to ask you if you heard about the Des Bryant controversy that he talked to the media the other day, and he's only considering sitting out Week 1 against the Giants because he doesn't have a long-term deal. What do you think of this mess?
What do you think? I understand where he's coming from in a way. I mean, it is a little unprofessional to say that I'm just going to sit out unless my contract gets done. But, I think that this just tells the Dallas Cowboys that they got to get a contract done in by July 15th or else Des Bryant isn't going to be playing in that first game and who knows how long. So, I think – and he's definitely a key factor of this team. I think he's the best player on the team.
Yeah,
definitely. And with Murray gone, they definitely need him in the offense. So, they got to get a deal done.
Of course. Because here's the thing, I don't think that they can walk into that first game with the Giants with no Bryant, with obviously no Murray, and only Esther Irwin and Beasley. They expect to beat a Giants team that's going to be really, really healthy coming into that first game. So I got to tell you, if I'm a Cowboys fan right now, I'm really, really nervous. Because that's bad.
Because if he doesn't
play, they'll lose that game. I'm just letting you know. I don't see how Dallas can win without his Bryant that first game of the year. So we'll see. But they better get this healed on the road. A lot of people are gonna be really, really upset. So we'll see. Do you think they will? Do you think they will get this? Do you think they will get the steal then?
Will the Cowboys get a win?
Yeah. The deal.
I think they will get the deal done. I thought it was this summer, this offseason, I knew it was going to either be they're either going to resign DeMarco Murray to a big deal or Des Bryant to a big deal. I think it's Des Bryant. He's definitely deserved it. He's played such a key role here in Dallas, and they need him for the future. He's a great young wide receiver, and they definitely need him.
Yeah. And I also just got the update that they have approved that Mayweather's next fight date for September 12th, but we don't know what that's going to be against. Just so you know, it will be back in Vegas, but it's going to be on September 12th, is his next fight. Which is his last fight on his Showtime CBS contract, unless he wants contract extension. I don't know. We shall see if he gets it, or if he and she decides to retire. We'll see what happens. But
yeah,
I got that, and also, I don't know. Did you see last night? I don't know if you did see it. Did you see that the Boston Red Sox were up 8-1 to Toronto and they lost?
I saw that.
Toronto scored by 8 runs in the ninth inning to win the game, and they got them like 12 straight wins. unbelievable. Games 12 to 10. Unbelievable. Oh, let's see. What else do I have? So what do you think? Even though the Cubs lost yesterday, do you think they'll rebound with a win today? Or no, what do you think?
Yeah, I think they'll win today. I think that they've been playing really well. And I mean, if you're going to lose, they lost in one of the closest ways you can. They lost in extras. But I do think that they'll win today. Because right now they're a game back against Pittsburgh for the second spot in the NL Central. So they need a win today to tie them. And then Pittsburgh's got to lose today so we can take that second place back in the division.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to get your thought on this. What is your projected record for the Titans and Mariota, and how many games do you think they'll win, even though they don't have a lot of offensive talent? The best they can do, I think, is 4-12 or 5-11. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'm gonna pull up their schedule right now, but without looking at it, I think that they'll go. I think they'll be 5-11. I mean, or I don't know though, because it's gonna be their schedule right here. I'm looking at it, doesn't look that hard. They got Atlanta, St. Louis, Kansas City, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Cleveland. I don't know though. I think it's gonna. I don't know. It might be an easy season.
I think, give or take, they win week one. Week two, I don't know if it's a toss-up. Week three, they lose. By week,
yeah.
They lose to Miami. They'll probably eke out a win against Atlanta because they're gonna be rebuilding with that new coach. Then they have to go on the road to Houston, who is actually gonna be much much improved compared to last year. So they'll lose that game for sure, and then they have to go on the road to play the Saints. They're going to lose. They play at home against Carolina. It depends on how good Carolina is by this point in the season. That's a toss-up game. They'll beat. I'm going to tell you, they'll split with the Jaguars, but they'll probably lose to Oakland. They'll get killed by New England. They'll lose to Houston and they'll lose to the Colts. So it's not going to be a very good game.
I want to know what you think Mariota's impact is going to be for this team going forward.
Well, here's the thing, dude. I think he can be really good if they can get the right pieces around him. Because they're not going to do much. And here's the thing: it's not going to be his fault either. He's going to have no offensive line, no running back. And no receivers. So Titan fans who believe in the quick fix, it's not gonna be that. It's gonna take at least till 2017 or 2018 for the team becomes really good before like they're actually legit and like actually contending for the AFC South Division Championship before we are talking about them going far in the playoffs, because there's no way it will be turned around in 1 year. Unless for some reason the Titans just shocked the world. But I don't know. We'll see, but it's going to be really hard. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to. I think that that division's definitely growing. I mean, it's not. I mean, the I think the Houston Texans this offseason definitely took a step forward with their accusations, but I think it's definitely still the Colts division. They got they're starting to surround Andrew Luck with wide receivers, which is something I really like. I think that he could and will be the best quarterback in the game. And I think once he has the right targets, which he looks like it, he's gonna have. So I think the Colts are gonna be really good this season with their offense as they were last season.
They're gonna be amazing because look at what they have. I mean they've gotten probably the best offseason acquisitions that you could possibly get, and there's essentially no doubt if my prediction holds true that it will be really difficult back to the AFC Championship game again. If everything holds true. Man, I gotta tell you, Luck to me is definitely gonna be right there in the MVP for sure. If you look at that offense, the defense to me is suspect. They give up a lot of points, but when they need huge plays, they'll get them. So they'll be good. And I think that they can sweep the South. That's how good this team is.
I think that they will be good against the South because it's not that hard of a division. But I think that they will lose one to Houston. I think at home.
Yeah,
I think Houston's definitely a good team, and they have a great defense right now. And I think that's a really good fantasy defense that you want. J.J. Watt's going to be the best defensive player of the year yet again. He's just going to be an absolute force. So I think that they will drop one to Houston because I think Houston's going to be a good team this year.
Okay, so you said that the Patriots would go 3-1. Do you have them only losing to Dallas? Is that your loss that they're going to lose on the road to the Cowboys?
No, but actually, my only loss is to Buffalo in week two.
Really? Really?
Yeah, because I watch a lot of Patriots football, and I know I can see when this thing's coming. They always tend to get shocked by some team in the division who no one really looks at much. But I think Buffalo will beat them. They're at home. I think Buffalo is definitely an up and rising team. I mean, I don't like to say it.
I think that they took a major step back. So I really. They did because when Norton retired, when Moreau just decided to step down and leave, they took a huge step back.
Now they have LeSean McCoy though.
Yeah, that'll help. But I don't know if PJ Daniel is your guy though. He did get hurt mid-season, but I think that really helped him to really help him sit back and really, really learn the position and the proper way to play. You know, considering what Orton did to get the Bills right back again just three weeks into their new experiment that they were trying. So that's going to be a very interesting AFC East because if you look at Miami, for me it's really a big. Into their breaking season, if they don't do well and if they don't even come close to huge changes in the front office, you might see Tobin gone, and you might see Tannehill's $96 million contract that just signed go to waste within the next 2 to 3 years. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be a very interesting AFC East that I'm looking forward to, but I just don't see it any other way. The Patriots are going to win another division championship, and that's the way it goes. I honestly don't see it any other way. What do you think?
Wait, sorry. What did you say there? You don't think that the
I don't see any other team winning the Eastern Division at this moment than New England. I think there's no way. They'll win it for sure. But I think it's really just going to be your typical teams that are going to win each division this year. Unless for some reason Denver falls off, which could happen, then you could possibly see Kansas City, San Diego winning the West. But I don't know. That's going to be a very interesting division as well. And I'm also looking forward to seeing what Chip Kelly is going to do with Tim Tebow. It's going to be very, very interesting on a weekly basis what's going to happen with the Philadelphia Eagles on a weekly basis. If it's going to turn into a soap opera or if they're going to be really good. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I just have a few more questions for you. So if the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup, what actually do you think we would need in the off season just to make our team a little bit better so we can contend for it again next year? I really think we need some big men up front, man. We need some guys to rebound.
I agree. I really liked a few years back in that 2010 Stanley Cup final. I don't know if you remember it. Ben Eager and Adam Burke.
Yeah.
Those are two big guys
yeah.
I liked up in front of the net. And that's what a lot of the great teams have nowadays. Like, you see teams like Anaheim. They have really, like, all their stars are, like, big guys who can get up in front of the net. They can deflect shots, and that really happened a lot in the series against us. They really got in front of Crawford, start blocking off, and then they got really nice chips. So I agree. I think Shaw is trying. They're trying to put Shaw at that role. But I like Shaw a lot. I think he's a really aggressive player, and I like the way he plays. But I think that we need some more bigger guys than Shaw to get up in front of the net. Because we don't really have that kind of aggressive mindset that other teams in the NHL really consist of.
I would agree. That's what caused the major problem is when you have two guys out there on the point. If you have no one and you have no one under the net, and every single time that this scenario happens, we cannot score for the life of us because we don't have. Guy, for example, take a look at the Boston Bruins a couple of years ago with Chara. We don't have a big guy that for example in Boston is now out of Winnipeg. We really need some strength. I really think we need some strength. We have for right now the speed we can go with the team that we have. But man, I gotta tell you, We really need some strength this offseason. We need to get some really big guys. We really do. But
yeah,
should be good. I'm hoping that we can win this final. But man, I got to tell you, Tampa Bay, if they can keep this up with the triplets, man, they're fast. They're really, really talented, and they're hungry. This team could be really good for a long time if they can keep this up. We might have to run into them a few times if we want to keep this unbelievable, magical, quote-unquote dynasty going if we can win this one. But if we end up going back to the final again, we might have to play these guys again. But this team's really good, and this team really, really surprised me. And if we're good for them, but if we win, it's even going to be that much sweeter. So I'm hoping we win, but man, this Tampa team is really good, and I'm really, really impressed with him. And that coach, oh man, how young he is! He's a really good coach. I mean, I got to tell you, look what he's done. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's good. They're really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You too. See ya. All right, so tonight we have UFC 188 in Mexico City. Velasquez and Verdum is the main event, along with Eddie Alvarez and Gilbert Melendez. Should be some good fights tonight. I'm hoping that Velasquez wins. It's a very intriguing heavyweight title fight, which is what makes it super interesting. And I'm hoping Velasquez wins, so I like Velasquez. And I'll take Melendez in his UFC return. Velasquez has not fought since 2013 when he fought Bigfoot Silva at, I believe it was UFC 160. That's literally how long it's been. He was supposed to fight Verdum back in November. He got hurt. So now it's going to happen. And if Velasquez wins, I honestly don't know who's next in line. It's kind of a long jam in that heavyweight division right now. I think that if Arlovski can win one more fight, it just might be Velasquez. If Arlovski here, it might be a Verdum Arlovski rematch from 2007, I believe. So, anyway, thank you very much. Jack called in. I appreciate that. And I hope you enjoyed the show. There was a lot to discuss. You can go back and listen to it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Peace out.